He stepped into the room just as Tahotep, one of the high priests, beseeched Ramses.
My lord, please reconsider your decision one more time. She is unclean, and the gods will be horribly angered.
Shabaka looked past the gathered group, partially listening to the conversation, while he attempted to identify the vast, unclothed body that lay on the divan, finally recognizing it as the vizier Kay. Ramses turned to Tahotep and fixed him with a hard stare.
I must agree with the priest, my lord, Sahur, the treasury advisor, added.
Disaster will strike the land,
Jet, Sahur's assistant, proclaimed.
Ramses looked at each in turn and then shook his head.
Nonsense,
he angrily replied, brushing their objections aside with a sweeping gesture.
But, my lord,
Tahotep tried anew, and the advisors continued to argue among themselves.
Quiet, Ramses commanded. Need I remind you who I am, or that you are conversing with a god?
The room immediately fell silent, with most of the men lowering their heads.
It is my wish for her to see the body, and I do not see how it will in any way anger the gods. I want to see with my own eyes whether this is the sorcery everyone claims it to be.
But, my lord, she cannot see him in such a state,
Sahur reasoned.
I am certain she has seen the body of a naked man before. Her father was an esteemed embalmer, Ramses said dismissively.
But, my lord, your healer has already proclaimed his death to be natural. What more could she possibly tell you?
Tahotep insisted. Quiet murmurs started among those present, and Ramses looked hard at Tahotep before he replied.
She will tell me what she sees.
He looked past the man, noticed Shabaka, who had been standing just within the doorway, and turned toward him.
Ah, there you are, Shabaka. I need your assistance with this untimely matter. I sent Moses to the palace to collect Neti Kerti.
Shabaka nodded in response and stepped past the pharaoh and the men gathered around him. He looked about the room as he systematically made his way toward the bed to finally inspect the body before asking,
Has anyone moved anything?
Ramses looked at the men surrounding him before turning his gaze back toward Shabaka.
Not that I know of.
Shabaka stepped closer to the bed and reached for the sheet with his free hand, pulling it up and over the man.
Why do such a thing? Tahotep demanded.
Shabaka continued to look about the room as he answered.
Neti may be used to the dead, but she prefers not to have them fully exposed when she enters a room. She is, after all, a woman, and must prepare herself for such things.
The men were silent at that, and Shabaka continued his perusal of the room. Neti stepped into the room some time later, and Shabaka breathed a sigh of relief when those around Ramses simply parted to make way for her. She knelt before Ramses as she spoke.
Good morning, my lord. I was told you sent for me.
Yes, I did. Rise, my child. It seems my vizier died last night, and though my healer insists that his death was natural, I cannot see it. The man was perfectly healthy yesterday. I therefore want you to tell me what you see.
Neti rose, turned her attention to the bulge draped in a sheet, and then looked past it, her gaze locking with Shabaka's. She inclined her head.
Morning, Shabaka,
she said before approaching the bed.
Morning, Neti. He spoke sincerely. He is...
He started to warn her when she drew back the sheet.
Naked,
she finished for him, having only drawn the sheet halfway down the body before turning to look at him.
I realized that when he was covered. Thank you.
She smiled warmly at him before turning her attention back to the corpse.
His heart pounded in his chest. It was the sincerity in her interactions that often got to him the most, and he looked past her toward the others, who appeared stunned by her calm demeanor.
Ramses stepped closer as she started to inspect the body.
He died sometime last night,
Neti started, only to be interrupted.
We already know that, Tahotep retorted, grunting in disbelief before challenging. Tell us something we don't.
He died after breeding,
Neti replied bluntly. Her words made the high priest's eyes protrude, his jaw dropping in shock.
I told you she was cursed, Tahotep professed, to speak so of a man.
Shabaka grinned and simply shook his head when Neti looked at him, ignoring the priest's declarations.